Good morning. I know Ms. Whitley's on her way here in just a moment, but it's 3 minutes past time, so we'll go ahead and start. Call to order this Human Resources Committee meeting here on Monday, April 1st. Good to see everybody. We're going to start off with item number one, which is the approval of the minutes from the July 2nd, 2018 meeting.
I make a motion that we approve.
I will second that motion. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, moving on to item number two, which is public comment. Is there anybody from the public who'd like to comment on any of the items on the agenda today? All right, seeing none, we'll move forward to item number three, which is the budget review for FY 2020. Mr. DeMora, Ms. Kotop.
Thank you, morning. Mr. Chairman. Ms. Landing, good morning.
Good morning. Again.
The employee compensation recommendation proposed in the budget is for a 4% average increase. Based on pay for performance, some may get some may get a little higher, some may get a little lower, but on average it's 4%. Also, there's also a 1% mandatory retirement increase. Well, there it is on the slide above. We have two retirement systems that are offered here at the town. One is the general retirement system, and the others is the police officers. Firemen are also included in that. The cap on the employee side is 9%, which, by the way, is fairly significant. Not a lot of public retirement systems where it's that high on the employee side. But probably as impactful is you're seeing here the impact on the employer side, which on average when you get to 2023, just picking a number here, on average is about 20%. And so that is significant. That means the employee is paying 9% of their salary and the taxpayers are having to fund roughly 20%. So that's a large expense for the town of Mount Pleasant to bear. So that's on the retirement side. I mentioned the compensation side. Please also know I mentioned it at the kickoff budget meeting. We also have $48,000 budgeted for a wage and classification study that we committed ourselves to doing every 4 years. So that money is budgeted. And lastly, I guess going in item B, we're proposing no increase to the employer side, the town side, or the employee side of our health insurance system. We made some important changes a few years back, and they are paying dividends. Our employees have bought in. I think we have an excellent healthcare system, and we've been able to manage the costs over the last couple of years, so we're not recommending any increases. And that is all, sir and ma'am, unless you have questions.
All right, Ms. Landing, any comments, questions?
I just want to make two comments. A question could arise. The first comment is, I think everybody in this room who participates in the healthcare plan probably knows we had a holiday from the premium in December. If you're not aware of that, that's why you got a little bit more in your paycheck that month. And I asked Mr. DeMora about it at the time, and he said, yeah, we actually had saved so much money for the year that we decided to give some of it back to the employees. And I just want to say, how often do you hear about things like that being done by employers? It's incredible. So, you know, kudos to you, to the HR staff, to Marcy, to everybody involved that you could actually do something like that. And then I also want to say, I know we all know this is a healthcare plan that has been working well. I think all of us who avail ourselves of its services think it's terrific. It's the best I've ever seen, and I've worked at a number of major companies over the years. I also want to say that I really believe this should not be quiet. This should be something that every municipality in our country should be using, and the reason I say that is because our municipalities are struggling under the weight of pension liabilities. And the pension side is inevitable. We have more retirees now than people coming into the workforce in many cases. So what a great thing if you can have health insurance actually save their municipalities money. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Whitley, did you have any comments or questions regarding this portion of the budget?
Not this time.
Okay. I'll just say that as a member of the retirement system for 28, 29 years, I've noticed the increases that come out of our paycheck as employees. But this is pretty shocking to see the percentage the employers are paying. But just for the record, just so the public knows, this is not a decision of the town. This is a decision that's made by the state retirement system. So this is a cost that is passed on to the town in order to help bring that system back towards solvency, or as close to it as we can get. I am just for the record, also just want to ask the health insurance piece. So that includes no changes to coverage. Is that correct?
Correct.
So it's the same coverage, just no increase.
Same.
That's awesome. That's a great benefit for our employees. And I say that only because if you've worked in other systems, whether it's state agencies or other municipalities, the benefits here for employees are very impressive. And I think that probably contributes to us being able to recruit top-notch talent here. So I think it's a wise investment.
And if I may, Mr. Chairman, you're gracious in thanking the staff, but really the credit goes to yourselves as elected body members for allowing us to have those benefits. They really are very good, and we're thankful for it.
Now, I know this slide is part of the April Fool's jokes. Let's see the real slide now. This is it? Oh, great. All right, so you need a motion for us to pass this portion of the budget, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Is there a motion to do so?
I make a motion that we pass the proposed compensation package portion of this for the budget.
Second.
All right. Any more discussion or questions? Hearing none, we'll go for the vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to the next item on the agenda, which is an executive session to discuss a personnel matter. So is there a motion to do so?
A motion that we move into executive session.
I second that.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? So we are now in executive session. What I'd like to do first in executive session is just have the committee members to start, and then if needed, we'll have either legal staff or HR representative or other staff to join us. Okay? All right, we are out of executive session, and just for the record, there was no action taken, no votes taken as a result of executive session, so that matter is concluded, and that leads us to our next item on the agenda, which is adjournment. So thank you all for coming out today, and onward we go.
Thank you.